Why? What's the problem, Margaret?
Well, the thing is, Frank, I mean, I live around beside Belfast now, and I actually live in a, you know, like a sheltered dwelling for people in their 60s and their 70s. And there's other people living in buildings like that as well, around about the same age group and that. Well, the thing is, I mean, people our age group, we can't handle music like that because I've had to get the noise hotline. I rang the noise hotline up twice. I got them out. The guy came out and monitored in my apartment with the window open. The other guy was waiting outside in the car with his window open, and I'm sure he heard it all too. And then the guy that was in from Noise Hotline closed the window, monitored as well, brought him round the back. He was listening to the noise as well. And it was quite ear-piercing. And say at night, that goes on now from about near 4:30 on up to 11 o'clock at night. And one of the nights was shortly after 11. Now, the music that they're playing was thud, 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 bang, bang, bang music. Your windows was actually vibrating. Your head was actually vibrating. And not alone that, I mean, there's people in the buildings where I'm living in and other buildings. They're suffering from very serious medical problems and attending hospitals and different things. That way, people in bed, not well, things like that. Other people, it has kids not there that need to go to bed early to get up for school. That was totally unacceptable.
How close to the venue? The venue's at Ormo Park, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. So
how close to it do you live?
I live in South Belfast, so it was very, very close.
But could you see the stage from your house?
No, but I could hear. I mean, it wasn't normal because I actually was watching the TV and I thought I was hearing things. And I turned the TV down and I wasn't. I let it go for a bit and that, and here's me. My God, that's terrible. So that's why I phoned the noise hotline. And I would also like to state as well, Frank, to bring it to your attention, which I did. I did phone noise hotline back to bring it to their attention because it was either the same night or the night after. I was listening to the news and it gave out in the news that there was underage drinkers there under the age of 16, and the behaviour of antisocial behaviour, drug taking, drink, and a lot of arrests being made due to this festival. And I'm actually, Frank, I'm actually a member of Age Sector Platform, and I would speak out for people our age group. And it's not for an elderly people, like as I say, living in buildings near close by, that they have to go through the like of that.
I'm listening to what you're saying, Margaret, and I'm visualising being in your accommodation and the thud, thud, bump, bump that you so eloquently describe continuously for maybe 5 or 6 hours. It cannot be pleasant for people who do not like that sound. And as you're saying, you don't even live in the general vicinity, but you're still hearing it. Many other people, of course, will see it as a bonus or hear it as a bonus. They'll be thinking, oh my goodness, all that entertainment free of charge. But you don't see it as that. You see it as something of a pest.
Exactly. Not for people my age group, Frank. I'm over 63 and that. And I mean, people my age get group as well. It's totally out of order. It's not for people our age group. And it's not normal music. And it's not normal for even the band to be getting on like that. Can you imagine hundreds or thousands of young kids and that? And they're jumping all over the place with drink in them, drugs in them. And music non-stop for 6-7 hours non-stop.
Yeah, but you might be coming across to them as a spoil sport because they love it. They absolutely love it.
Well,
the best entertainers are in town and they're there being thoroughly enthusiastic and bopping up and down and spending their hard-earned money to buy a ticket.
But see, at the end of the day, Frank, I mean, we never got on like that when we were our age group. We never had music like that. But music like that should be put in the field somewhere like they're going to have this, is it Glastonbury Festival? Because I have young friends that's actually going to that. They're going camping out in the big field somewhere in Manchester somewhere.
Yeah, there are many. There are many concerts. The Glastonbury one has just finished, but there are other concerts that your friends may be going to. Some of them are in big fields. Some of them are in parks, like the Ormo Park, and the sound does carry. Now, this particular concert, Belsonic, has just become more and more successful. It used to be down in the docks area. It was in the Custom House Square area in the past. It's now moved to Ormo Park.
Do not say to yourself, Frank, there's people in the town, and they actually live in the centre of the town, and they've bought these private flats, which is in the town centre itself, and it used to be round about, as you say, Custom Square. Now, can you imagine people that's bought apartment flats that they've bought outright themselves, having to listen to music like that? And for the past 2 years, we haven't had music like that up round about where I live. And I actually live near enough beside the Ormo Park, which isn't far away. And to have to go through the like of that, where people isn't well. I actually was in bed 2 or 3 days myself. I wasn't well due to medical problems and things like that. But I'm not my own. And I'm sure there's thousands of people like myself, elderly people, having to go through and listen to the like of that, where there's antisocial behaviour and everything else comes out of it in the end. And it actually puts on the news about it.
Yeah, there was antisocial behaviour. That's not the fault of those who organised the concert, of course. They could control the volume, I'm sure, but the volume will be...
But it'll be
at an agreed or a level that is seen as acceptable. You are very aware of the bang bang thud thud that is carrying through the streets. That's part and parcel of the deal. If there's a concert on, people around that are going to hear it. You obviously are distressed by it. You do not like the intrusion of that sound over a series of different nights. As for the young people, I've seen some of them. First and foremost, their dress sense, unbelievable. Maybe
I've seen them in the town yesterday, Frank. I was waiting at a bus stop to go home yesterday. I have actually had to come and stay in my sister's apartment because she's away on holiday at the minute, to come up and get a few nights sleep where I wasn't getting where I am because of this. And I mean, you have to come halfway with people. Tone it down. Yes, let them have their entertainment and enjoyment and that, but put it down. I mean, that's not normal for to have music blaring like that. I'm sure, I mean, their ears and decibels and everything else is totally out of order. And they'll go deaf whenever they're a bit older as well.
Well, you make some very strong points. It's hard to argue with what Margaret is saying, in so much as if you're so close to that sort of sound, it is not good for your hearing. That is a fact. If you are at the event and you're thoroughly enjoying it, you're probably not thinking about the people who are 5 or 6 streets away, who are trying to get to sleep and who hear that which is going on all the time. But then, are we going to live in a sterile world where we don't have any entertainment? That's the other question. We've got to praise Belsonic for providing such wonderful outlets for the young people who are dying to see these bands and groups and DJs who come. So it's a very difficult balancing act. Now, you speak so eloquently, Margaret, about the loss of sleep and the intrusion into your home, and I'm sure there are other families who feel like that as well. There'll be some families who love the sound and are getting entertained for nothing and just can't wait for the next concert. So it is a difficult one to really pass judgment on. As for the young people, I did mention, maybe I'm an old fuddy-duddy, but my goodness, the sense of dress with young women in particular in this day and age going to those concerts, it absolutely would take the light out of your eye what they wear. And okay, they're entitled to wear whatever they want, but some of them are so drunk and so high that you think to yourself, do they have no one? Do they not have any parents? Because some of the behaviour of the Belsonic kids this year has been beyond belief. And as for young fellas and, you know, the urinating in public, and you know, we just had story after story of people peeing up against cars and, you know, discarding bottles of drink wherever they wish, like a thuggish element. But then if you're going to have, like, you know, 15, 20,000 people attending, there'd be a minority who will spoil it. The vast majority, I'm sure, are just having good fun. They're the best of kids. And Margaret says they didn't have anything like that in her day. But they did. You know, go back to the 1960s, Margaret. Go back to the 1960s.
Yes.
The mad hippies, the drug-fueled lunatics who, you know, probably brought most of us up.
Fields,
with the exception of my man, Dal.
They went to fields, so they did for enjoyment like that. But I'm talking about respect for elderly people, respect for sick people, and respect for young babies and things like that that are not getting their proper sleep. And you have to have respect no matter what, and you have to come halfway there for to accommodate everybody.
Okay, okay, Margaret, you make a very strong point. I'll ask people what they think. Do they agree with you or disagree with you?
Okay,
thanks for coming on. Thank you. So there you go. The lady is eloquent to a fault, and she is hearing it over a long number of nights now, because Belsonic does tend to be quite a stretched out event, and it's on over a number of different nights. And she's actually moved, how she's had the ability to move to her sister's to get a good night's sleep. You shouldn't really have to move house to get a good night's sleep. That, in fairness to Margaret. At the same time, we got to be, I think, full of praise for the people who bring the concerts to town, because our kids are being entertained. And then the other question is, how are these youngsters behaving themselves? Some of them are as mad as frogs.